He lost his arm in 2003, but he has learned to do without it. Section 1. Before you read. Pair work. 1. Accidents can sometimes happen more when we do sports. Write the letter of each sport next to each accident that can happen.
Section 2. While you read. Learning strategy. Be prepared to learn. Always begin any reading with the attitude that you are going to learn something. You may learn some interesting or useful information, and you will definitely learn more vocabulary that you can use in the future.
He lost his arm in 2003, but he has learned to do without it. Aaron Ralston found himself in a very dangerous situation while climbing in Utah in April 2003. But Aaron, a 27-year-old American with a deep interest in mountain climbing, was not ready to die that day, and in order to save his life, he cut off his own arm. On that April day, Aaron's arm became trapped under a 2,000-kilo rock that fell on him while he was climbing alone in the mountains. Since he couldn't free his arm, he lay for 5 days and hoped to be found. But when his water ran out, he knew that he would have to do something to save his own life. With his pocket knife, he cut off his right arm below the elbow. Then, with his left arm, he bandaged himself to stop the bleeding, and after that, he climbed down the mountainside to find help. As an adventurer, Aaron has learned to take risks. This is part of the excitement of doing dangerous sports. He has had many accidents in his life. Once, he had to dig himself out of an avalanche. He nearly lost his life that time, but his will to survive saved him again. Have his accidents taught Aaron anything? After losing his arm, he wrote a book called Between a Rock and a Hard Place. This means to be in a situation with no escape. In his book, Aaron tells of the importance of making good decisions and of being in control of one's life. And what can we learn from his experience? Do we have the same spirit as Aaron? Let's think about it before we find ourselves between a rock and a hard place, and before we have to make a decision that could mean life or death.
Section 3. After you read. 3A. Write any new words you found in the reading. Look up their meanings in your dictionaries. Also, write down the information that you didn't know before. New words and their meanings. Information I didn't know before. 3B. Read the statements and circle true, false, or don't know.
Section 4. Go for it. Discuss these questions in groups. If you have time, do you know other people who once were between a rock and a hard place? How did they solve their problems? Share your story with your group.